Dave in the morning.
Welcome again to an exclusive podcast. The other radio station is calling their podcast the Post Show Show.
That sounds odd. The Post Show Show. Okay.
So it's a post show that's just gone to air.
Yeah.
And here's another show about the post show.
Okay. I prefer podcast. What about you?
That's boring. Everyone uses podcast.
Okay. Catch up.
Catch up is boring.
Okay.
So cliched.
Okay.
Who sits around in a boardroom? Like, radio stations do this. They have meetings about coming up with names and things.
Yeah.
And half the people who are creating the names and things shouldn't be creating the names and things.
Okay. So what would you call it?
The Jane and Dave podcast.
That's what we just said. No, you said it's boring.
I would say the banter.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much what we do.
That's why I said I should be working in marketing.
Okay, you should be the man.
I've had 3 marketing agencies in Mackay hit me up over the years to come and work for them.
Yeah, really? You turned them all down?
All down.
Even with extra money?
Yep.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because the millions of dollars I get here, you can't pay me that.
You're so full of it.
Oh, what a big show it's been. Oh, if you miss the news, by the way, Shakira has decided to leave us. She said, I've had enough of this job. I don't want to do this anymore.
She did not. Don't leave people on.
She's having a baby, sorry.
Yeah. If she doesn't have Jason and David in the name, if it's a boy, severely disappointed.
No, it'll be
Dave. Seriously.
Jave. Jave.
Or have one of those, because there's so many people in the world that have more than just the one middle name. So
I've got Mark. Mark is my middle name.
Okay, yeah, and I'm John. But you see people that, like, the very long-winded ones, like you go Stephen, Jason, David, Mark, Anthony, and that's it.
Why? What is it with people who have middle names?
I don't know.
Like, do the parents not able to come up with one name decided on? So then they're like, well, we can't decide. We're going to go with two names instead.
Well, I think they always get confused anyway, because you look at your mother, if they're angry at you, they start off with someone else in the family. And then eventually, like, they'll say, Mark.
I'm so confused right now.
No, like, they say the rest of the siblings before they get to your name.
Oh, you didn't say that. You just said they go to the rest of the other people. I'm like, who are the other people you're talking about?
In the siblings, yeah.
If you said siblings to start with, that would be more clearer.
Okay, well, I haven't had food yet, and that's why. I'm a little bit frustrated.
So what about at 5 a.m. this morning?
Well, I don't eat breakfast. I have lunch at 9.
So your food, lack of food, you can't concentrate?
No.
What a great idea to not have food through the whole show then. Great idea. And then you have food after the show, the least important part of your job, and then you can concentrate for the rest of the day.
It's
Dave's mind works so weirdly.
It's called fasting. I fast until 9, 9.30, and then it's hell for leather.
But your weight stays the same.
I know. I don't understand it either. And I eat salad for lunch too.
What are you eating? Tell me the truth.
Yeah.
When you leave here.
Yeah.
What is your eating habits?
I cook dinner, and most of the time it's chicken or fish.
Not most of the time. I want to know, when was the last time you had junk food?
Junk food.
This is an intervention.
Okay. I must admit, junk food I had last Tuesday night, I think it was.
What'd you have?
It was pizza.
You ate a whole pizza?
Over 2 days, yeah.
Okay. So and you're also exercising?
No, not exercising as such. No, I'm walking.
So you're fasting?
Yeah.
But you're eating healthy?
I know, right? I don't understand it either.
I mean, I'm no health fanatic, but from what I've been told, your body holds on to all of the weight. Now, if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me, anybody. Email jandave@triplem.com.au. So apparently the weight that you have now, if you're fasting, it's like, shit, we don't know when we're going to eat next, so I'm going to hold on to all this weight.
Is that what it happens? Okay, because I finished.
But then when you do have junk food, it adds extra because you're fasting still. It's like, oh, crap, he's not going to eat for a while, so we're going to hold on to that fat too.
Yeah, okay, because I have dinner at between 5.30 and 6. So between 5.30 and 6 and 9 to 9.30, I would say that's fasting. I don't know how many hours it is.
Too many.
Too many.
Yeah, because you've got to eat a set. I'm not allowed to eat past 7.
Yeah, right.
And then I'll eat the next day. And I don't fast every day. Like some, like even this morning I had a piece of toast with, what do you call it? Nutella on it.
Oh, okay. See, there is an issue with me when I do cook for myself, which is pretty much every single night or every single afternoon. The portion size is probably what's killing me.
Okay, so now that, see what happens here? If you dig a little deeper, it eventually comes out. So, what are your portion sizes?
Oh, they fit on the one plate.
Yeah, how big is the plate? The same size of one of the tractors we seen out the mines? Or are we talking about a dinner roll plate? Like, you say plate, but you're not telling us how big the plate
it's
is.
It's a normal dinner plate, okay? It's not a one of the smaller ones, like the bread plate.
Okay.
But it is just a normal one. A lot of it is vegetables these days. Fish is probably like it's not big enough personally, but I only have the small fillets.
So something else is going on. Are you drinking Coke?
No, I'm not drinking Coke.
What are you drinking?
Cordial. And that's the Bickford stuff, the lemon and barley stuff.
Yeah.
So it's better than your Cotties as far as calories go. But or sugar
it
content,
doesn't make
I should
sense.
Say.
Like that time you said you were going to the gym every day and you weren't.
Yeah, no, look, I'm being serious here. This is what's happening. I'm taking a lot of pills and everything else for diabetes and everything else. So I don't know.
You're a picture of health, aren't you?
Oh, look, I'm a rattling cage when it comes to
hang
the pills.
Oh, sorry, aren't we doing the warning thing from now on? We talk about Dave's health?
This was not brought on by me. This was brought on by you.
Well, you were talking about food.
Yeah, because
I was
hungry.
But then you started talking about the pills you were taking.
See,
that's
this is what happens when I get hungry.
Warning. Warning. Stop. Hang on. Do it again. Warning. Warning. Dave's medical chat.
God, you shit me to tears sometimes.
All right. Hey, if you missed the podcast of the show, 21st of March, here it is.
Triple M Footy lives on listener. Replays, interviews, and the only place to catch every Triple M Footy call. Oh!
Doesn't get better than this.
Triple M rocks footy. Oh.
Well, look who's just graced us with his presence in our studio. Steve Jacko Jackson back for our round of tipping this year. Hello, Jacko. How are you, mate?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good to see
mate,
you.
We missed you. Feel like a man hug should be right in the studio.
I'm in hugs here, mate. Come on.
We have missed you, Jacko. I mean, Courtney's done a terrible job in your position, but in your replacement, but you've done a great job.
That was a tough hug then. Both our bellies push each other away.
Hey, it's like sumo wrestling.
No, Courtney did okay. Didn't she get 8 out of 8 last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, but didn't she say that she was trying to tip the worst to try and throw Jacko off because he's going to continue her
I think
tips.
She needs to do that from now on.
Okay. See what happens when so in other words, she would have got none out of 8 if she went the other way. Good work, Courtney. Love your work.
Oh, my God. We'll get to tipping in a second. Hey, we've got to ask you about your mayoral campaign. The counting still continues. What do you know about this whole thing, by the way, before we go?
Oh, look, it's been an amazing 8 months ride and journey and learned a lot. We've got an information overload because I never really had a political bone in my body.
Yeah.
But it's been fantastic. I've loved the journey. And at the moment, I'm behind by about 2,300 votes.
Okay.
And
which is still close. That's very close.
Well, but there's preference votes.
Yeah.
So that's just after the primary votes are being counted. Now we've got postal votes and then we've got preference votes. And they say rule of thumb, when you preference, I've preferenced with Bonaventura and we only get his votes. He's got about 13,500 votes. And they say the one that gets preference get 2 out of 3, the other one gets 1 out of 3. So it's going to come down to the wire. It's going to be interesting. It could come down to a couple hundred votes here.
We're not going to have to like if Beryl's there sitting and she's forgotten to carry the one, she's not going to have to vote all again, is she?
Or recount.
Recount, yeah.
They'll do recounts, but not re-vote. They'll do recounts.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They work pretty hard over there at the Pavilion 500.
And, they do.
Over 70,000 votes for mayor, and then you've got the councillors, 10 for every voter. They've got to mark down 1 to 10, as you boys would have done.
Yep.
And it's a great process to go in and learn and see how that works. I've never seen this before, and it's so exciting. It's and people say, oh, you're nervous. I said, you know what? My life doesn't change if I don't get in, but I've shaken the tree a bit, you know, and I've given people choice, and that's what this is, the democratic world, is all about.
Absolutely.
And I've really enjoyed it.
Before we get to the tips, in very, very quickly, so if you become mayor, will you still do our tipping for us?
There's another funny thing. I was delivering chicken the other morning. I delivered early in the morning, and the young lady says, well, if you become mayor, who's going to bring our chicken? I said, you'll have the mayor of Mackay delivering your chicken. She said, I'll be getting a photo of that one.
All right, mate, let's get into the tipping.
Let's get to the real stuff.
So, round three, Dave, the games. What's the game of the round?
Oh, it'd have to be tonight's round. It's the grand final rematch, the Panthers at home to the Broncos. Mm. Broncos without a couple of key players, too.
Oh, look, Adam Reynolds, it's just, he's their steering wheel. Yeah. And Peyton Haas.
Mm, that's a big blow.
That's huge blow. Fisher Harris, they sort of equal each other out. Fisher Harris is very strong in Penrith. Yep. But as we know, Penrith have got good depth. I don't know about Peyton Haas. To be able to replace Punter, he gets the movement going all the time for the Broncos.
Yeah.
And he's got a big motor and he plays a lot of minutes. Mate, I'm at Penrith at home. I'm going to go with Penrith.
Yeah. Okay.
I haven't put my tips in yet. So.
Okay. Well, you better hurry up.
We got 8 from 8 last week, along with Courtney.
Yes,
so,
we did, yeah.
I mean, Jacko, if you're coming back, it's going to sway my votes. sway my tips to be crap, then I'm going to have a complaint here.
So everyone got 8 from 8?
Yes. Yes.
There's a red flag flying here. Oh, there's a big red flag flying here. Well, did Dave count?
He got eight from eight. Yeah. I got 8 from 8.
Mine's on an app, so it's locked in there.
Is the date on that app? You know, was it?
Yes.
App? Is it after the?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not after. No,
right,
you can't do that.
I got mine as well. 8 from 8. I was so surprised by that. Anyway.
Oh, good Jacko, work, everybody here at Triple M.
It's always good to see you, mate. Great to have you back in the studio too. Right. Hear those tips again at the listener app, LASTNR.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'm going. I'll go back to bed. I'll go to work.
Theatrical Thursday time. Lauren, we dragged her from the newsroom. Hello to you.
Good morning.
Dave, what's today's movie? You chose today's.
I did. And I must admit, I did like this movie. They've got another 2 out of the series, but the original is still the best. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Have you seen this, Lauren?
I'm scared you're going to. I haven't.
You haven't seen
it? You said you were going to watch it last night.
I know, and I did want to watch it last night, but my partner had this stupid YouTube video on, and then I asked if we could watch it, and then I fell asleep on the sofa because I had to work at 4 a.m. Yeah.
So. But you haven't even. The thing is, like, you might not have watched it last night, but the fact that you haven't seen it since it came out, like,
I know. You guys are making me question my movie choices over my whole life. I'm like, what have I been watching?
It's such a big movie, this one.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, Bruce's Brown's. What is it, Mrs. Brown?
Mrs. Brown's Boys? Oh, I've watched that.
Yeah, the movie?
The movie?
There's a movie out of it, yeah.
I mean, maybe. I've watched a lot of the TV show.
I've never seen the movie.
Okay.
All right, so let's give it a crack. So what scene is this and who's playing what?
Okay, it's a conversation in the restaurant between the mother of Tula, which is Maria, Aunt Vula, who owns the dry cleaners as well as the travel agency.
Yeah.
She's a character. And the dad, Gus, who's old and grumpy.
Like you.
And uses Windex for everything.
So who's going to play what?
Okay, well, how about you play Maria, the mum.
Okay.
Vula will be played by Lauren here, and I'll go Gus.
All right.
Already.
Okay. I've seen the movie, but I don't know it that well, so I may not do this justice at all, actually, if I'm honest.
Just
okay.
run with a Greek accent.
Because that's easy to do.
Yeah, apologies to all the Greeks.
Here we go.
Problem. Action.
Here's the music. Oh, God. I feel like I'm in Greece now. So, voila. Is that how they say it?
Yeah.
Okay. How is business?
Woe to me. Business is bad.
What's the matter? What happened?
Do you need money?
No, what she means is that with 2 businesses, she suffers. She suffers! She has to be at the travel agency alone all day because everybody else needs to be working at the big dry cleaning store.
That's right. I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
I just said the wrong line.
No, you didn't.
No, you were right.
I'm Maria. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I make Tiki go to the dry cleaner store and now I have no time with him.
So send Angelo or Nikki to the travel agency. You be with Taki at the dry cleaner.
That would be good.
That would be no good because neither Angelo nor Nikki know how to use a computer.
That's why that no work.
Computer? I have your answer. Tula will go to the travel agency, and you send Nikki here to work for us.
I can't believe this. Wonderful.
You see, a man. You're so smart. I love you.
I wish we could do that, because if anyone could have seen the hand gesture you just made, it was so funny.
You make a very good Greek mother, Jack.
It's the emoji. The hand emoji.
That was so good.
I can't remember that scene, if I'm honest, but I'm sure it was a great one.
Oh, the two sisters, yeah. Maria and Aunt Vula, they conspire and play Gus a bit because they want
gotcha.
They want the young girl Tula to venture off on her own.
But the father doesn't want.
Oh no,
okay, because she's a daddy's girl.
No, he's just controlling.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. If you've got a movie for us, get on to our website, triplem.com.au, Theatrical Thursday. Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
A couple of days ago, I told you the mock orange tree has bloomed. We saw a post from a media outlet saying there's a cyclone coming. All of these sort of doomsday predictions, right?
Yeah, so Nitso from Weather IQ, he's the expert. Is there a cyclone coming?
No.
So the posts we've seen on social media should not be acknowledged at all.
Sometimes I just shake my head. But no. There's no cyclone coming. There's no cyclone on the way. There's nothing out there at the moment. And nothing out there. Listen, some people catch the at the moment part and go, oh, but there might be tomorrow. No, there's nothing coming in the foreseeable future.
So what's with the Gulf of Carpentaria cyclone? I've seen a few tracking maps that bring that system into central Queensland, central Australia, and possibly bringing a lot of rain. But in that, you can see it's part of Mackay with Sundays, Townsville, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, all highlighted in the watch zone. What does that mean?
Oh, I don't know about a watch zone. People have got to be very careful about how they word these things. Look, the cyclone is dead. The cyclone is finished. It's gone. It's way out in the western parts of the NT.
Yep.
And what's happening, though, is it's driving some moisture into what we call an upper-level trough. And that upper-level trough does move eastwards. So the cyclone, dead, finished, gone. But what happens is the moisture it provides into this upper-level trough is going to track eastwards, and that will eventually get to the east coast around about probably midweek next week. Hmm. And from that, that's where we're going to get some rain. It's not directly, could even argue, not even indirectly associated with the cyclone.
Mm.
It's just the upper trough that's bringing us the moisture that will give us rain. So we're not talking about a huge amount of rain, but we are talking about a few days of potential shower activity, maybe a bit of drizzle, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At this stage, the numbers we're looking at in Mackay are not huge, but they're enough to green your grass for the week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so there's a fair bit there from that system, and plus you're going to get cooler, cloudy-type conditions by about midweek as well. The other thing, boys, just tonight, there's going to be a bit of an increase in shower activity locally, but that's from a different system. That's just a bit of a southeasterly surge coming up the coast, which is just going to give you a little bit of shower activity overnight tonight in the region, particularly on the ranges and up around the Whitsunday coastline. But look, Mackay's a pretty good chance of picking some of those up today.
Nitso, there's nothing like a southeasterly surge, is there?
A southeasterly moisterly surge.
Yeah, exactly, like yeah.
So there's nothing to be concerned about.
Southeasterly is dry and rough, boys.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, let's go with the upper level trough then.
It's the opposite of the northeasterly, which is warm and moist.
We like the moist one, whatever it is. So in short, nothing to worry about. Nothing to be concerned about.
Absolutely not. But hopefully green grass next week.
Okay. Sounds good. Weather IQ, get onto that website, the Facebook page as well. Great source of information. Nitso, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
All right.
How's Harley? Because I noticed on your Facebook page that he wasn't doing so well.
I got home yesterday and we had meetings and stuff, so I got home about midday yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's usually at the back door waiting for me, but this time he was laying on the ground, but like his head was up looking at me, but he just wasn't getting up.
Yeah, right.
When he got up, very wobbly, and I thought, he's had a stroke. Because he's 15, 16.
Yeah.
Rang Northern Beaches vet straight away, and they said, yep, bring him down, took him down. So he's on a bit of medication. He's He's just old. Like, it's just part of the whole aging process. Doesn't make it easier for me.
No.
Because anybody who's had an old dog or has an old dog, you know the struggle. Every time you go to the back door or you come home from work, in my head, I'm always thinking, is today the day?
Yeah. And he's helped you through some very tough times too.
Of course. Dogs do that with everybody. But I think when you don't have children, your animals become your children.
Well, you might be right there, yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see how we go with that. But they did a great job.
Big question is, did he get his soft serve ice cream cone from McDonald's?
Not yesterday, no. They said steer away from the Maccas for today. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, he must have been devastated.
Oh, I was devastated. Because I also have a soft serve cone when he goes to the vet. So, anyway.
So, that's a bonding exercise for the two of you, okay?
It is. So, hopefully he's on the mend. But anyway, it's just part of growing up.
Yeah. Well, look, I get it. But it doesn't make it any harder, any easier.
I want to have, when his time does come.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding when I say this. I actually want to have, like, a funeral for him.
Well, he's been a big part of your life,
Do people do that for their animals, or they just do the whole... Like, I said to Jamie, I want the whole, I want a casket, I want 1,000 people in the church, I want the whole...
Yeah, look,
I want flowers, I want gifts to give to me.
I'll get you a shot of scotch or something, or whiskey.
I want some flowers, money donations to me for that.
At the wake, and I'm just thinking out loud here, you know how you can get that that nut mix from the supermarkets when you have parties and everything, like just on the bar?
Mm.
It almost looks like kibble. Could you have that?
I'll give like people kibble bags to take home with them. It's like a party. Because the dog, Harley honestly is a party dog. So when he goes, it'll be sad, but he's had a good life, he has.
And you don't have plates, you have little dog bowls.
You can only drink and eat out of the dog bowls. Love it.